Thousands of people die trying to cross borders every year. To ensure our safety and protect our economies, the governments of developed countries are forced to guard these borders. But what if we took a different approach? What if we allowed people to come and go freely? Many people believe that if we abandon immigration controls, our countries would be swamped with foreigners. Our economies and especially our welfare programs would collapse. It's an understandable fear. But is it really true? Think about this. Most people don't want to leave their homes, their friends, their family, and their established lives, much less forever. Most of them leave as refugees, or to seek the economic means to support their families at home. Most of them want to go back home, but closed borders encourage them to stay. If they leave, they might not be allowed back. Open borders encourage movement in both directions. Until the 1950s, when the United States scarcely controlled its borders with Mexico, people crossed to do seasonal work, but few settled. Salaries in a rich country stretch further in a poor one, and someone who works abroad has a higher status back home. In another example, the European Union admitted 10 much poorer countries in 2004 and 2007, which are home to 100 million people. The EU's rich countries have more than 8 times the income compared to its poorer countries, which is far greater than the gap between the US and Mexico. Yet only about 4% migrated from the east to the west, while many come and go. So maybe opening borders will not lead to overwhelming immigration or the collapse of our welfare system. Instead, it might even benefit rich countries by offsetting a shrinking labor force with seasonal workers. This video is based on the New York Times article, "Open Up Europe, Let Migrants In." To read the full article, please follow the link in the description, and please let us know your thoughts about open borders in the comments.